grace to you and peace and provision for communicating the good news of Christ, of God our Father, who is the Creator, God the Son, our Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit, who enlightens us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's the Lent season. We think of that and know that that refers to those 40 weekdays before Easter. And the theme for this week that was chosen was from Matthew 20:28. The Son of Man came not to be served, but rather to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And so Lent, in a sense, is that short period of time where we watch the drama unfolding. We watch Jesus moving toward Good Friday and toward particularly Easter, the central moments of history, our redemption, his victory over sin and over Satan. And so this morning we'd like to look at these two texts that we have just heard. We'd like to look at them from the point of view of movement, of Christ's movement into this world through our salvation, into his continued communication with others about that good news, and then as he carries that work on in the world through his disciples and through us. In our first text, we see that movement of sending as he takes his own disciples, those that he had called and said, "Follow me and I will make you to be gatherers of men, fishers of men." We see him sending those people out in groups of two. We see them giving his own authority to them. They didn't go in their authority. He gave them his authority. They were his representatives. They were his ambassadors. Now we often think of it in terms of the picture that he's given us as being his body, the ones that reach out in his place, an extension of himself. The Greek word that's used there in terms of what they did was charisso, the idea of a herald, riding as it were, walking as it were, going to each and every place to share the message. And what was the message? That message that he had given to those first disciples was the idea of repenting, of turning away, of metanoia, of recognizing sin, not only individual sins, but the sinful condition, and of turning away from that, turning away from self, turning toward God, anticipating the coming of the kingdom. This was taking place even before Jesus had gone to Calvary, even before the ascension, as he was preparing, as it were, his body to carry on that work, even in his absence. Repent, turn around. We think of Lent that way, a time when we recognize our own condition. We turn away from self and turn to God, the only place where that forgiveness can come from, that ransom, that grace that we can never work for, can never achieve ourselves. And then for a few moments onto that second text, which is so interesting to me, from Acts 8:1-8. Stephen has preached. He's offended the Jews. They've stoned him. And this young man, Saul, gets involved in this, and he is going to go from house to house, and he's going to wipe out this heretical movement, certainly. And what actually happens is quite something else. He, in the hand of God, is moving the disciples out. Isn't it interesting that Acts 1:8 tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will receive power and we will be witnesses in Jerusalem, out into Judea, to Samaria, and out to the uttermost parts of the world. But for the most part, those early Christians had settled in pretty well right there in Jerusalem. Pentecost had come. 3,000 had received the word of God. The word was growing in their midst. It was 5,000, a large number of believers. They even had to call in 7 to help with the feeding of the widows. They were pretty well settled in. They'd forgotten about the rest of Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. But God had his own way of moving these things out. It was through Saul. It was through the persecution. And then the interesting word in our text is the word of scattering. They were scattered throughout the open country of Judea and Samaria. They had to run for their lives is really what it boiled down to. And we might have expected that when they were doing this and finding their relatives out there somewhere or friends to stay with, that they would have been absolutely quiet and said nothing about what they really had in their hearts. But it was quite different. It was like what happens here in spring when those seeds are scattered into the ground. They fall into the ground, pretty soon they take root, and there are plants all over the place. That only happened, however, because these scattered people didn't do what was natural. They didn't hide and fail to say what had caused it. They rather were scattered and they oiangalizomenoi. That good news was shared. It was gossip. They just couldn't help but tell their neighbors, you know the reason we had to come. It's because of the persecution. It's because of the things Stephen said. It's because he recognized and we recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He died for us. He rose again. He died for you. He rose for you. And so the word just went out. And they were out there, it says, preaching that good word to others. And so the plants are sown. And the church is planted. And it begins to grow. They emphasize the Lord Jesus Christ. The interesting thing to me about these two texts is that in both of them, the matter of healing comes up. And the signs that were done came up. And I asked myself as I thought about this last night, why is it that here again we had the lame being healed? We had the evil spirits being driven out. And I thought to myself about 1 Corinthians 1:22. And I realized how God accommodated himself to the Jews. Remember that passage, don't you? It says in 1 Corinthians 1:22 that the Jews are looking for signs and the Greeks are looking for wisdom. Isn't it interesting how God recognized the expectation of the Jew? He's looking for a sign. God accommodated and came to the Jews in that way. It was in that way that they came to realize that Jesus was, in fact, the Messiah. That their ears were open and their minds were ready to receive that good word and that good news. That's pointed out again in our Acts passage here. God came to them through the open channels so that they could hear about Jesus, the Savior. It's interesting, too, about these people that were scattered, you know. They really didn't have a great deal to be proud of. They were running for their life. And in the book of Acts, over and over again, it says, particularly of Peter, when he was standing in front of the council, that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And as I read that, I think to myself, what it really means is that finally Peter was empty of himself. And so it was with these people. Too, empty of themselves, led by the Spirit of God to give the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now the application for us. We've been scattered too. If I asked you to raise your hands, you'd come from all kinds of states and places. You've been scattered from those places into this place together. This is your mission. This is the place where you've been sent to, maybe disoriented at times, wishing that you were back in another place. So it was with those scattered Christians from Jerusalem. But wherever they went, even up as far as Antioch and wherever it was, they were gossiping that good news. They were sharing that good news. Not gossiping in a negative way, but in a very positive way, sharing the message of Jesus the Messiah, the Savior, the one that had risen from the dead. And it won't be long and we're going to be scattered again. Some of us are going to be getting vicarage assignments. Some are going to be getting first calls, scattered out again from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, right across the face of this world, some of us in other countries. Why? Just like with those first ones out of Jerusalem, to take that good news, to take those seeds of the Word of God and put them into the soil of men's lives and women's lives and children's lives all over the world, so that the Holy Spirit can work faith, so that the Holy Spirit can nurture that faith. Paul thought he would destroy it, didn't he? And yet God used even Paul to get the people scattered. And later on, when they were up there in Antioch, then Barnabas brought Paul back to be the one to help teach the people and nurture the people and develop the people in the Word of God. The final word is so interesting to me. You notice verse 8, chapter 8 of Acts, it says, so there was great joy in the city. Joy of knowing the salvation that comes in Jesus Christ. And so it is for us in Lent. The joy of knowing that these 40 weekdays that lead us to Good Friday, that lead us to Easter, are really the joy that fills our heart, the love of God that fills our heart, that moves us also to recognize ourselves as part of who Jesus is, part of his body, that continuing movement of the message of Christ into the world through us. Yes, we are scattered, but we are scattered for a purpose. And even here in this place, our purpose is to build each other up in the true faith, to encourage each other in our salvation, and to share it with others. May God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen.